Good morning. This is South Florida's NPR News Station, 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. I'm Wanda Miles. Support for NPR Newscast comes from the Aetna Foundation, committed to promoting wellness, health, and access to high-quality health care for everyone. Learn more at aetnafoundation.org. Support for WLRN Miami Herald News, provided by Mercantile Commerce Bank, offering clients needed funds with their MCB business credit line. Details at wecethebusiness.com. Mercantile Commerce Bank, empowering your world. Member FDIC. Now with an update on state and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
And Wanda, thanks. Good morning. The presidential election and the election throughout the state of Florida for other things is less than a month away, and anyone who wants to vote in the state has to be registered by today to participate. As reporter Marva Hinton tells us, here's what you need to know if you have not done that already.
There are several different ways to register. Residents can fill out an online application and mail it in as long as it's postmarked by today. Picking up an application at a public library or the DMV is another option. Residents can also go to a supervisor of elections office. Generally, a voter information card will be mailed to the applicant in 2 to 3 weeks after the application is processed. Early voting begins on October 27th, and some absentee ballots have already been mailed. Many supervisors are recommending that residents either vote early or absentee this year because of a particularly long ballot. In addition to choosing a president, members of Congress, state lawmakers, and local leaders, voters will have to wade through 11 proposed constitutional amendments. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
A new television network is about to be born here in South Florida. Univision and ABC confirmed yesterday that Miami will be the home for their new joint venture, a 24-hour English-language network geared to an Hispanic audience. In doing so, the Magic City beat out New York, Los Angeles, and Houston for the distinction, and most importantly, the opportunity to add nearly 400 jobs to the region. It's so important that Florida's Governor Rick Scott will make the news official at the annual meeting of the Beacon Council tomorrow. That's Miami-Dade County's economic development agency. The Univision-ABC collaboration, which would be sold to cable outlets nationwide, could be available for viewing by next summer. Our search for South Florida's best block has finally come to an end. The contest was a collaboration with WLRN, the Miami Herald, the Townhouse Center, and the Night Foundation. The goal was to recognize the best urban blocks in Broward, Miami-Dade, in Palm Beach counties at a time when much of our urban cores are experiencing revitalization. We announced the winners in an event this past weekend, and WLRN Miami Herald reporter Deborah Acosta has the envelope, please.
Miami historian and author Arva Moore Parks was among the judges.
Well, I think it was really easy for all of us to choose Espanola Way because it had all the things that we believe are important for the best block. People lived there, people played there, people shopped there. People ate there. And of course, for me, it was also historic. So, you know, it couldn't have been better as far as I was concerned.
Jesse Bailey is a real estate analyst from West Palm Beach. He was also recognized for his photo and video submissions of the 200 block of Clematis Street in West Palm Beach.
Good urbanism doesn't necessarily equal big city. You know, it's about the streetscape. It's about having a mixture of uses, people coming and going at all times of day, great public spaces. I mean, that's really what it's about in the end.
People at the event mingled and discussed what they considered to be the best block. Despite some minor squabbles, everyone agreed that this urban renewal trend is a good thing for South Florida. Historian Arva Parks agrees.
It's like what Mark Twain said about the weather in New England. He said, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. And I say, if you don't like South Florida, wait a minute, because it's going to be different.
I'm Deborah Acosta in Miami.
And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.